They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a huge difference right here in our own backyard, in our community. Our next guest has been doing that for, I didn't even realize how long, for over 22 years with the restaurant we're going to talk about. He's been in the restaurant game for over 50. I asked him if he started when he was four. Let me introduce you to Terry Craig. He is the owner, head chef at Jalapeno Inferno, one of my all-time favorites, and he joins us this morning on Business for Breakfast. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm great.
Does that sound weird when I say you've been in the restaurant business for 50 years?
Hey, that's all I know. It feels like it.
So take me back. What was your love of food and restaurants?
Yeah, we've been at the corner of the original location, Scottsdale Road and Pinnacle Peak, for 22 years. My wife and I grew up in the business. We decided, you know, probably too late that it was time to have our own. So we did our own, and then we're fast forward 22 years later with four of them, and it's been a long haul. It's pretty fun. We still get up every morning raring to go to work.
Now, you know, choosing the Mexican food route in Arizona, there's a couple others in town. What was it about the Mexican? Was that your specialty?
You know, that's the funny thing. I worked in a lot of kitchens my whole career, and I did, I think, just about every cuisine but Mexican food.
Really?
So by the time I own my own restaurant, I'm learning some new skills. But between what I knew was, you know, fundamental culinary stuff, working with the Hispanic population, that, you know, we bought a restaurant that was already there, and the people just kept coming to work, and they became my employees all of a sudden. And
really?
We just kind of figured it out, and here we are.
So you do Restaurant One, which is, like I told you, that one on Pinnacle Peak is usually the one I go to.
Yeah.
It's a great spot right in the corner there. And then at what point did you venture out to number two? And then,
you know, our existing landlord came after me, and they had bought a new center, the DC Ranch Center, and they said, we need a Jalapeno Inferno out here. And I'm like, I think you're crazy. It's, you know, too close. It's North Scottsdale. It's going to be very confusing. But you know what? It's worked out. It's a different market, and it was fun. Same thing. Then a couple years ago on the west side, you know, Park West, those folks approached us and wanted a Jalapeno Inferno on the other side of town. And I thought, well, you know, we're kind of Scottsdale people here. We know the Scottsdale market pretty well, but, you know, that's the fast growing, you know, segment out there. And
it's a great, that Park West is beautiful.
And it's a beautiful restaurant, and they helped us out with a little bit of, you know, money to build the place out, and it's beautiful. You know, it has good bones.
It has great bones, and you're right outside the theater, right?
Right,
which
exactly.
There's never,
right.
Maybe not during the pandemic, but other times,
right,
it's not bad,
right,
to be outside.
Right. Pandemic changed all the rules.
All the rules.
We'll
and some other great restaurants that, you know.
Yeah, that was their
Grimaldi's,
goal, to get all these hip, trendy Scottsdale restaurants out here
it's
in Peoria.
Phenomenal.
And they did it.
Being a guy that lives in the Northwest Valley, we needed something like that. Because
we're happy to be out there.
Yeah, no, it's great. Okay, so the Four Valley location. Let's get to the menu, because you're a chef at heart. I've told you, I love your restaurant. I love the different styles. There's so many great, from the appetizers to kick it off to, you know, your carne asada is top notch. What is kind of the feel? Is there a label?
It's pretty traditional, Sonoran cuisine.
Sonoran,
it's not super fancy. I tell everybody it's just a taco and a burrito, but it's a damn good taco and a burrito. Can I say that on the air?
You can say whatever you want.
So yeah, it's made from scratch is really the thing. Whatever you do, you know, good food comes first, and it's not fancy presentations, not elaborate, but yet it's the best taco you'll eat. And we're,
but it's not
enough,
slopped on a plate. It looks pretty good.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. My go-to is the shrimp enchiladas.
Oh yeah, those are fun.
I don't know why. I mean, I love a good red sauce, but that white jalapeno cream cheese.
I will put our red sauce up against anybody in town. So
yeah,
it's phenomenal. I'm very happy with that red sauce.
And I think too, you know, food is obviously key, the most important thing in a restaurant, as you know, as a chef. But having the ambiance and the drinks, and because people now, when you go out, it's not about, I mean, maybe for lunch, it's about getting a quick bite to eat, but dinner, it's about an experience.
Theater.
Right?
It's theater, yeah, right. And we took that same approach. You know, all my culinary stuff we attached to the food, we decided, you know, a couple years into it, let's do that with the margaritas. We can, you know, make our own sweet and sours. We squeeze our own lime juice. We don't want to use any bottled mix for our margaritas. So we, you know, we took that same approach, and we have great margarita lists now.
The one thing I had at your restaurant once, and it just blew my mind, because I've had a churro many a times, you know, on the side of the road or, you know, whatever,
or
the fair, and they're fantastic. They come out hot. I never had one that was jammed with caramel.
Right.
And then ice cream on the
side. Secret. I can't tell you how we do.
I don't want to know how. I just want to. I just want to give you a hug because that is one of the most spectacular desserts I've ever. And I'm not even a big dessert guy. Oh my god. So what do you call it? Churro skillet, I guess?
Yeah, churro sundae, I think. Yeah. The Hatch chilies is what I wanted to mention. This is the thing for 1 month of the year, every year, chefs all over the country, they covet these chilies that are grown in Hatch, New Mexico. And it's our single most fun event we do. Our customers for 20 years have asked me, Terry, when are we going to do the Hatch chilies? Every year they ask me in Christmas time. I say, we're going to do them when they're fresh, which is usually, you know, August to September. Okay. And then we just got them in yesterday. Our friends over at Grand Avenue Produce locally went down and sent a truck down to Hatch, New Mexico and brought me, I think, 15 cases. So we're preparing those, roasting them. And we got a whole menu designed around these Hatch chilies.
Oh, just a specialty menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's seven or eight different menu items that are just with the Hatch. Featuring
why is,
these.
Why is the Hatch green chili so much better?
That's a great question.
It's
like wine. You know, they talk terroir as the word. Yeah. What the grape tastes like, the dirt it was grown in France or Spain or Napa Valley. It's the same thing. There's something about the soil in Hatch, New Mexico that makes these chilies completely different than anywhere else on the planet.
And you can turn up the heat every once in a while on a few of them.
I asked for the double X hot.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know how they determine that. The guy in the field
throws
them in one box. Right. I know. I never did figure that out. But they're hot this year, and that's what I want. I think that's what my customers are looking forward to.
Yeah, for sure.
Being the Inferno and all.
Absolutely. Terry Craig, owner of Jalapeno Inferno, is our guest. I did have to twist my wife's arm to go in to have dinner with me once there because she's allergic to jalapenos. We found that out the hard
Ouch.
Way. Yeah. Got it on her hands, went into her body. Mm-hmm. It was bad. Anyway, so she sees the word jalapeno. Oh, I can't eat there. I'm like, they don't just jam jalapenos in everything. They have regular food.
Right.
So the name, I think, will get people there because people like spice. I don't know what it is about spice, but we love it.
It's crazy.
Because it can hurt sometimes,
yes.
But it hurts so good. If you're just tuning in, Terry Craig is our guest this morning, Business Leader Spotlight. He is the owner of Jalapeno Inferno, four Valley locations. It started with the original up in Scottsdale off of Pinnacle Peak. And then there's one in DC Ranch. You got the one in Park West. What is the other one? I'm sorry.
It's kind of a long story, but it's our new takeout, a ghost kitchen theme thing where, with COVID, when it hit, takeout food became a huge thing for us. We actually closed down at one point and only did to-go food, based on state laws and everything. But so we took our other restaurant we had and we converted it to a takeout facility, which is starting off strong already. It's going to be fun.
What was your take, or just your thought? You've been in this business for a long time. You've seen the ups, you've seen the downs, you've seen different things. You had never seen a pandemic. And as an owner of four restaurants, what was going through your mind?
We were scared. It was craziest thing. I don't know how many employees I have, 250, and what do I tell them? If I have to close down, I still have to pay my rent. All these things are going through your mind, and, it's my wife and I, we're the owners. We're not a big corporation. We're not, a public company or anything, and it's just us, and the employees are an extension of our family, and it's tough to say, hey, I don't have any shifts for you this week because I have to close, and we closed completely down at one location. We were able to do to-go only for a while at another location, and it was just a very convoluted time. I think we got through it. I think, it's looking rosy, and nothing dramatic happened, but it hurt.
Keep the lights on was the mantra, right? Like, because you knew it would get better.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Is it better now?
Yes, yes.
Like, are we there?
I don't think we're there yet, but we'll get there. The lunch business, I think, really took a hit, and a lot of restaurateurs rely on lunch, to help pay your bills.
Because a lot of people—
And nobody gets going to work. They're not going to lunch.
Right. You're sitting in your pajamas at home doing Zoom meetings.
Exactly.
So it was a definite change.
Well, we're looking forward to the fall. We're looking forward to the cooler weather. We're looking forward to Super Bowl. And, there's a lot happening in this market. So we're looking forward to the fun season.
I actually have friends come that wanted to come in town to go to the Open. I said, nah, not this year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Super Bowl.
Skip it.
It's going to be a hot mess, and you're going to pay top dollar. Jalapeno Inferno Bistro Mexicano is what it says on one of the signs, right?
That's correct.
Great locations all throughout the valley. I always ask my business leaders, my owners of restaurants, I want to know your, Terry's, go-to meal At your restaurant.
At my restaurant.
Yeah, not don't tell me meatloaf.
I don't want to. Yeah, I can't tell you what I make behind the scenes. Yeah. But you know what? I guess I still have to say I'm resting on my laurels here. The sweet green corn tamales have been on the menu forever. They won a years ago Best of Phoenix Award, and they're a little different, a little left of center, a little sweet. You know, you're not expecting, you know, sweet in your Mexican food, but they got a little green spicy sauce on them, and they're a fun combination. They're a great item. Yeah. Authentic, homemade, from scratch, old school tamale.
Okay, I like it. That's why I asked, because, you know, yep, you're the chef, so yes, I want to know what you go to, because that's what I want to eat when I go to your restaurant. Before I let you go, what's the best ways to reach out? Is there anything I missed? Anything you want to
throw out there? JalapenoInferno.com is, we try to keep that website posted. There's great images on there, fairly new website. The Hatch Chili is going to be uploaded to that. When that menu starts, we're shooting for the 15th.
Okay, and so, that'll go for like a month?
Yeah, usually it's
until you run out.
Until they run out of chilies. It's usually 4 to 6 weeks.
How long do chilies last, depending on obviously how much people
order?
Know,
I found a source in Albuquerque that flash freezes them, so I can get them all year long, but it's kind of not the same thing. I use those to make a sauce with, but the fresh ones, the produce guy will let me know, but he'll be getting them.
Okay.
A truck sending down there.
Very cool. Terry Craig, owner, Jalapeno Inferno. He and his wife started this company 22 years ago. Thankfully for us and our taste buds, if you've never been, do yourself a favor and check out Jalapeno Inferno for lunch or dinner today. You will not be disappointed. Terry Craig, our business leader spotlight for this Friday morning. Thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on you and talk about what you've created here in the Valley. We're glad you did, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. That's Terry Craig, the owner of Jalapeno Inferno, our business leader spotlight for Friday.